Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
So that's Tool. They're a US rock group. They're playing at the Three Arena tonight in Dublin. And ahead of that performance, a warning, an instruction has been issued by the Three Arena. The Tonight Show has a strict no-camera policy, which includes cell phones. We respectfully request that you please watch and listen to the programme, not your phone. You will be ejected from the show without the opportunity to return and without a refund if you violate this simple request. And I want to know, do you think we should introduce this policy at every gig across the country? Let me know on 53106. Music producer at Spiral Media Ireland and, of course, Today FM presenter Claire Beck is with me in studio. Claire, you're actually going to tonight's gig, but professionally, is a rule like this a good idea?
Well, first of all, happy Tool Day to those who celebrate.
It's a day?
It is for the fans. I know you're an R&B gal. You're not going to be that interested. But look, I've seen them play live before. No Tool fan is going to argue with this. Like, they're calling it a rule, but they are saying, look, we respectfully request. Having said that, I went to see them in Prague in 2019, I suppose it would have been. And there were people removed from the pit for violating the rule. Yeah. So the thing about these kind of shows, look, some of the songs are 10, 12 minutes long. There's visuals, there's a light show, everything. And it's very much, if someone's whipping out their phone at an event like this, it's going to break the spell. It is distracting, you know, that kind of way. So I don't think anyone's going to...
For who? The fans?
For the fans, absolutely. I mean, to be honest, I hate people taking their phones out on a dance floor at a gig anyway. I mean, if you want to take one photo or one short video for yourself to look back on or put it on your Instagram carousel at the end of the month, whatever it is, fine. But realistically, like, sorry, hon, you are not going to watch back that half hour video that you recorded and you kind of forced the people around you. Because you know yourself, when there's a screen around you, you kind of do get sucked in. We're all trained now. It's a Pavlovian response, you know. I'm a big fan of not having people taking out their phones and distracting other people.
So should we do this at every gig, Claire?
Look, I think if you try and make it a rule and say, oh, you're not allowed this, that and the other, there's always going to be people who will say, I don't want to be told what to do, yada, yada, yada. But I would say that those are probably people that don't have a particular role. Maybe they work in the corporate world. Maybe they work in a public facing job where you're expected to behave a certain way, have a certain code of conduct. And it's not about people wanting to do anything illegal or act the maggot. It's about being able to blow off steam and relax and not feel like you're constantly being watched. Because, you know, you were talking about social media there. We are constantly being observed. We're basically living in a panopticon at the moment. So I will actively seek out, for example, club nights where they say we have a no phone policy. I would say, brilliant. I'm not going to be doing anything mental.
I would take an Instagram video. I wouldn't record the whole thing, but I'd take a 15-second video to put on Instagram.
Yeah, which is completely fine.
If I'm going to Tool tonight, I'm going to be ejected.
Well, this is it. But like, what is more important to have? What is borderline a religious experience watching Tool play a 90-minute set? And you're never going to forget it. I promise you, anyone going to the show tonight, you are never going to forget this show. It's incredible. You know, is it really that important to you that you need 50? This is another thing. We're all trained now that if we're having a good time, and I do it as well, we all do it. Oh, I better take a little 15-second clip so I can prove to the world
totally
I'm having
obsessive.
Fun.
I'm totally obsessive. I mean, I'd look at other people and it'd be endless stories and stories. Yeah. I would definitely. I'd have one or two of them up.
Yeah, which is fine.
I saw my Brittany from Las Vegas picture came up there recently, video on Facebook.
You see, look, I don't think...
watching it back.
It's not going to work in every situation. And there are certain types of gigs, certain types of club nights where it's fine. That part of the fun is maybe getting dressed up and taking the pictures with your girls. Okay. I mean, we all want to do it, or showing like, oh, here's all the lads having a great time. We've all done it. But I think it's a far, far better night when people aren't on their phones the whole time. You know, I went to Roisin Murphy a couple of weeks ago and it might have been something to do with the age profile of the audience, but everybody, like, I took one short little video and I took one picture of me and my pals and that was it. The phone was away and everyone was just transfixed enjoying the show, and we're not going to forget the show.
I want to hear from people today. Would you like phones, cameras banned now at gigs? Like, do you support the policy that's being implemented at the Three Arena tonight? 53106 is the number. David is actually en route to the Tool gig tonight from County Clare. David, you were at the last concert, I believe, as well. What policy was in place there?
Well, actually, Andrea, and thanks for having me on. Yeah. The last concert I was at pre-pandemic was actually a Tool concert in Milwaukee in the U.S., and that was my first concert that I'd been to where the no mobile phone policy was in place. And I have to say it was fantastic. You know, looking out over the crowd and watching the band was such a more, so much a more enjoyable experience than looking out over the crowd and seeing everybody's phone. So I couldn't be happier about the policy for tonight. I was delighted when I saw the email come in. And I think that, you know, the people that are at the show, ultimately, however they feel about it now, they'll appreciate it by the end of the night.
Is it as Claire described, David? Is it because of the type of gig and performance and the duration of the songs? Or do you think we should have this now at every gig?
Well, I think Tool in particular, it's more of a kind of an intellectual and immersive experience in terms of the music in general and also the light show and the performance and things like that. But, you know, I was at a show in Dublin a number of years ago to see the Tragically Hip. And the singer said in the middle of the show, he goes, look, I see a lot of people taking pictures, and that's great. I hope you enjoy yourselves. But just make sure you don't miss the moment trying to capture the moment. And that really always stuck with me. And I think that a no phone policy at a concert, be it this sort of thing or any concert where you really care about what's being performed, I think you're going to get an awful lot more out of it if you're just there living the moment rather than trying to record it. And a video that as Claire said, you're probably never going to watch anymore.
Jeez, I looked back on one or two of mine there. Well, not that I went and looked back on them, but they come up in your memories.
But if you took, like, I remember going to Fleetwood Mac a few years ago, right? And the woman beside me videoed the entire thing.
I wouldn't be at that.
The entire thing. And it's like, what are you doing? These tickets were expensive.
So I'm watching it through the phone.
Yeah. And then the people are, you know, because you do get sucked in. You're kind of out looking at her screen and then be like, what am I doing? Stevie Nicks is right there.
Amanda's with us as well. Amanda, you were at Ed Sheeran in Limerick last night. What was the policy there?
You were encouraged to use your phone, actually.
Were you?
There was nothing like, you know, don't use your phones. And then during the performance, Ed would be like, everybody whip out your phone and put the torch on. And that was really pretty with all the little lights. And everyone around me, everyone took a couple of selfies, but no one was glued to their phone the whole night. And I don't know, maybe is it a kind of forbidden fruit thing because you're allowed to use it. Suddenly it's not quite so attractive to use your phone because you're not allowed to use it. Does that make sense?
The whole idea of if you've been told you can't, you will. Mm. But like the point,
exactly.
The point here in the warning that you'll be ejected from the show, like you said, Claire, there, you've witnessed this. It's not a sort of pretending.
And what they'll do is just a little for anyone that is kind of, oh, I really wanted to get a picture of Maynard James Keenan on stage. At the end of the Prague show, he did say, okay, security, stand down for the next 1 minute. You may take a photo. And like a few people were like, okay, and did, but like most people were like, this is gas, like didn't bother, you know.
Would you take a picture, David, if you get the chance?
That exactly, and it was for the entire last song. And absolutely, I took the phone, everybody took their phone out, and it actually made it kind of a fun moment because the whole place got their phone out and they were all recording the song. And you know what? I've never once gone back and watched the video. Not one.
Never.
Never. No. No, if I want to watch a Tool video, I'll go and watch a pro shot one on YouTube, not my crappy little iPhone one shaking around the place.
Absolutely, says Niamh in Selbridge. Phones should be banned at over 18s events. I've been pushed out of the way at gigs by people who were videoing and talking. Sorry. Now, I've made a total mess of that. They were taking videos and taking a million photographs, according to Niamh. It drives me absolutely bananas. But maybe at under 18s, things might be unsafe in terms of kids going missing or whatever. Might be a good idea to have phones at those gigs. Absolutely, ban phones at social events. It really gets on my nerves, says this texter. I hate when friends are supposed to be socialising, but instead they're too interested in their phone to hold a conversation. News Talk Sean Reedy is on the line as well. Sean, you love taking photos.
I love taking photos, and I have to say I completely disagree with Claire. And is your first caller Kevin? I missed
David.
His name. David. All I have to say, I completely disagree with them. And I think always music snobs tend to kind of use this as, we're real music fans, so we tend to stay there and we take in the gig. And, you know, just because we love our music, we like to be extra incorporated into the gig. And we just want to be there and experience it.
Are you guilty of being a music snob, Claire Beck?
Personally, no, I don't think so. I listen to lots of different types of music, but like I was saying earlier, Sean, like there's certain events where you're all dressed up with your mates and you want to take pictures and you want to, you know, I DJ at a series of disco brunches, and there's very much this visual elements, there's confetti cannons, there's CO2, there's drag queens. It's very much like there are certain moments in the show where people take out their phones, and that's kind of what it's designed for. That's fine. But when you're listening to someone like a band rocking out and they're doing a 10-12 minute track and they've worked really hard and all the visuals and everything, like, yeah, I absolutely want to fully concentrate on that. So I think there's a time and a place. I'm not in favour of like a blanket ban. I think that's stupid. But for certain events.
Is this a seated gig?
This is a seated gig. Yeah. Now, it was booked kind of. Is it going to go ahead? Is it not going to go ahead when COVID was still very much a thing? So it's all seated.
Does that change things then, Sean? Like, I mean, it's different. I know you were at Ed Sheeran and Crow Park there. The whole country must have been at it. I think it was the only one that wasn't at it. But like, you know, does that change things when you're in something like a pitch that size?
No. And I just think as well, like, I think whether you're at a seating gig, like I went to an orchestral gig at the start of the year, Hans Zimmer, he's a film composer, went to see him. Took my phone out, videoed all of that because I
whole lot of it.
To see, well, not the whole lot of it, but I tried to get a clip of every one of the songs at Ed Sheeran. I tried to take a video so I could send it to people. But the my thing is like a concert is an experience, and some of these experiences you'll never get to relive again, right? Maybe we'll all get to go see Ed Sheeran again next year. Who knows, right? But I'll give you a prime example. When I was in America a couple of years ago, I'm a big fan of Jay-Z, and I went to see him in Chicago in Soldier Field, and he brought out Kanye West. And this is something that I will never get to experience again. It was one of the highlights of my gig going, and I had to take out my phone because I was like, if I'm here and I'm present right now and I'm enjoying it, but if I don't take a video of this, like, memories will fade. And if you talk to anybody who goes to gigs or who has experienced anything in life, memories fade after time. And I wanted something to remember that gig from. And even like that, I went to see Fleetwood Mac in the RDS a few years ago, and I'd always wanted to see them. And when Stevie Nicks brought out the guitar and started the riff for Edge of 17, I was thinking, when am I ever... I could potentially never see Stevie Nicks again. This could be potentially her last ever show in Dublin. And like, even with Ed Sheeran the last day, my mom is a big fan of Ed Sheeran, but wasn't really interested in going to the gigs. And I just even know that she would have liked to experience it. And your caller, David, said he likes to go on and look at the high quality produced versions on YouTube. But they actually are really bad at incorporating what the atmosphere of a gig is like, because they don't take the sound from the audience. They take a stage sound. So all they get is the mic feed and whatever feed from the crowd bleeds into the microphones. Whereas if you watch a video from an Instagram story, or if you watch something that you've recorded on your phone, you get the atmosphere. You can hear the people singing along. And, you know, I go to probably like the one part of the pandemic that I miss the most, gigs. I didn't really miss traveling. I didn't miss the drinking. I love going to gigs. Mm-hmm. And like, I was so happy. Like, I found missing gigs really hard. And when I got back, like, I just wanted to go and experience and capture that.
And sure, then you'd all the memories during the pandemic you could look back at on the phone as well.
Exactly.
Like, David, what about that though? The idea that, you know, you do, like, it's fine sitting watching your videos on YouTube, but sure, the atmosphere and the memory of your own event of being there, you haven't that captured in the YouTube video.
Well, my own view would be that if I'm trying to record the moment, that I'm not really immersed in it because I'm thinking about trying to record it.
And look, I
absolutely would be guilty of the music snob accusation. So I
guilty as charged, Davis.
Hands up on that one. But
at the end of the day,
I feel like it's kind of like taking out your phone to record during the cinema. You know, it's just for me, it's not something that I think is probably great.
I've done it,
but I do like when they have the policy that you can't have it.
Yeah, I just want to say, like, the one criticism you always get by people is you're not experiencing the moment. And like, I'll give you the prime example of seeing Jay-Z and Kanye in Chicago. I filmed about a minute of a 5 minute song, right? But I didn't look back at that gig and be like, oh my God, I missed a minute. Like, the way phones are nowadays, like, you press record and you just hold it in your hand as if your hands are in the air and you're still watching the show. And look, I think there's something nice. Like, I'm sure the Tool gig was probably really good because everyone was there and was post-present, as they say. But, like, I think that we have to move away from this of, like, judging someone just because they want to experience it. You know, that kind
of way. Sean, your hand is in the air and you're looking at the screen and you have your video to watch back, but I'm 5'3". Your hand is probably in my face blocking my view and your stupid screen that I don't want to see.
Well, you know,
Look, there's all kinds of gigs, there's all kinds of events. It's a thing of like not crossing the streams. I think it's appropriate in certain settings for people to take videos, fine. But in others, it's just not appropriate. And for tonight, like, I don't care about the person standing next to me at, you know, at a show like this Tool gig that's on tonight. I'm watching the screen. And if you're having a really loud conversation, if you're shoving a phone in my face, I'm going to tell you to
put
it away.
Is this popcorn in the cinema kind of stuff? Like, is it?
I don't have a problem with popcorn because I feel like that's a nice ambient background noise that adds to the cinema atmosphere. But if you sit near me with individually wrapped sweets, we're going to have a conversation.
I was going to ask the point about, I wonder how those in the music business, those that are actually on stage, and that, Claire, you've experienced that as well, like, but when you're performing and you're looking at the phones, a part of me wonders, is that distracting?
100%.
Or do you see it as a marketing tool? And the reason I ask that is, I mentioned I wasn't at Ed Sheeran, and everyone I knew on Instagram seemed to have been at Ed Sheeran last week. I didn't go, wouldn't have had much interest. I'll tell you what I did think in the aftermath of seeing all the stories was that, do you know what? Actually looked like a great night. I should have went. So now I'm thinking the marketing of Sean and the rest of Sean and his friends and all, and putting up with the videos, it actually made me think if he was back again, I'd go.
Yeah, well, the thing about Ed Sheeran is that show was designed, like, it's such a huge stadium, and it was really designed to, I suppose, I didn't go, I'll be honest, I'm not a fan, but I guess why people had such a good time, because the stage was in the round, there was screens, there was lights, it was very much kind of a participatory kind of event. So, he's not going to get distracted by seeing somebody filming on Instagram, do you know what
I
mean?
Fair
enough. if you're in the National Stadium watching Big Thief, as I was a couple of months ago, and Adrienne and the band say, can you please do me a favour and not be on your phone, because for us it's going to distract us.
Stay with us, we're going to continue this conversation. There's more texts coming into us here in 53106. What do you think? Would you like to see phones banned at gigs? We're just going to take a short break.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk,
brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Well, the phones are hopping about her chat there on banning phones from gigs and whether or not you think it'd be a good idea. Michael is on the line. Michael, what do you think?
I was in the disabled section a few years back. That's up three stories high. All you can see is a sea of phones. That's it.
Terribly distracting, Michael, is it?
See nothing but phones.
Just phones in front of
Just
you all the time?
Phones in front, all the way around. That's it. Yeah. So you may as well be at home listening to the record.
So would you support a policy like
Absolutely, 100%.
And at all gigs, do you think?
All gigs. I would never go to Dublin again for a gig.
And
you go into UHL in Limerick, it's not different. But in Dublin, the seating is at the very top, three stories high. So you're looking down.
Okay. So that would be a total deterrent for you.
Wouldn't be worth the trouble. 2 hours driving and just to hear.
Yeah. So you'd support that. Yeah. Eimear's joining us as well in Galway. Eimear, I believe you are also heading to the concert tonight. Do you support this rule?
Oh, absolutely. I'm delighted they brought it in, to be honest. I'm sick of going to concerts and standing behind somebody and not being able to see anything because they're filming it. You know, when I go to a concert, I want to experience the live show. I want to see the band. I want to be in the moment. And the last thing I want to do is to have to watch it through somebody else's screen, especially after the pandemic. You know, we spent so much time during the pandemic watching concerts on laptops and computers, talking to our friends on phones. You know, we can put the phone down for now.
This is the Tool gig that's on at the Three Arena tonight, and the warning that's been issued from the organisers, or from the Three Arena effectively, that the show is a strict no camera policy, also including mobiles. You have to respectfully, they request that you just watch the show. You'll be ejected from the programme. Is that a step too far, do you think, Eimear?
I don't think so, no. Look, they've put the rules out there fair and square beforehand. They've given you fair notice. If you're not going to actually watch and experience and enjoy the gig, why are you there? I don't know anybody who'll sit down, you know, a couple of days later and go through all the clips that they took on their phone of a concert. You know, if you're going to be there, be there, be present, be in the moment. It's not just about listening to the band. It's about actually being part of a shared experience, being there with hundreds of other people who are just enjoying the moment. I think it's just, you know, it's really inconvenient as well, like having to, it inconveniences other people when you're have your phone up and it's in other people's ways. It's really distracting. It can distract from the amazing light shows that these guys put on as well. So no, I think it's totally fair game. You've given your warning.
That's it. If you don't like it, don't go.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Frank, you're on the line as well. What do you think?
Well, there's many aspects to it. Like, someone who gets up on a stage to perform, or not even a musician, like, if you're an artist, a painter or whatever, and you go to the effort of having a gallery display or a concert, and then someone just comes along and videos the whole thing and puts it up on their Instagram publicly. But that's not their business to do that. Like, the onus on the art is belonging to the creator. And it's up to them who gets to see it, where they see it. Not some person who's going, oh, let's stick it up on Facebook and Instagram. It's not their business to do that.
So you think it's kind of down to the intellectual property side of it?
Well, it is, yes. Like, I have a friend of mine who was an artist. He had pictures posted up after a gallery. He was very disappointed. Because it's up to he selects the people who go to the art gallery to view his paintings. And then they're up all over the line. Like, some of them are grotesque pictures because that's the kind of art he does. But he didn't want people to see. He got complaints from people. How dare you design something like this? And he said, well, it wasn't your business to see it in the first place. It wasn't for your eyes.
Okay. Well, what about point today, FM presenter Claire Beck?
There are definitely certain situations where it's not appropriate. Okay, I'll give you an example. There is a very famous club in Berlin called Berghain. And when you go into Berghain, they get stickers. So the front and back camera of your phone, you can keep your phone with you, but they will put stickers over it. If you're caught removing it, you will be like kicked out and you'll be banned. But there are, it's a inclusive space. There's lots of people in various different states of undress. There's various different things going on in different rooms. And the idea is that it is a space for people that ordinarily in their day-to-day lives wouldn't be able to express themselves and blow off steam. So it's done like that, you know, like you're caller's friend was saying about his art being misrepresented by photos being put up and stuff. People who go to Berghain are able to express themselves, do whatever they want to do, blow off their steam, and then they can go back to their daily lives and their jobs, you know, without any kind of consequence. And it's just that thing of being able to relax and to be able to just have a nice night out, or sometimes this happens there, it could be multiple days, but people are able to just chill out and enjoy themselves.
Go on ahead, Frank.
Like I'm a big fan of comedy and stuff, and you always see people putting up clips that are looking at a show, and, oh, look at this horrible thing that this person said. But when you look at the whole picture of what he's trying to say, it wasn't actually what they were expressing. You can create your own narrative. So this is kind of a dangerous place.
You think it could be...
They can just do what they like with public fucking... Sorry, excuse my language. Public display of people's art and people's comments.
Okay, it could be taken out of context. Aimer, would that bother you?
Art being taken out of context? Yeah, look, I don't think it happens as much at concerts as, say, maybe an art show or something like that. I just think, you know, if I wanted to see, you know, Tool going on and performing their song technically perfect, you know, I'd watch a YouTube video where you're going to actually get to experience these things properly and in a way that maybe the artist intended. Like, if we're going to talk about artist intentions, the shows that Tool put on, they're visually stunning, and it's really distracting to be sitting there watching this amazing light show and you've got a couple of dots of light around you that are distracting you and pulling your focus away from what you're supposed to be watching. So I'm all for, you know, encouraging people to keep their attention where it should be, which is on the show that we've paid quite a lot of money to go see, let's be real. And you need to be considerate of all the other people who are there and not, you know, infringing their experience as well.
Yeah. Just finally, yeah. Claire, who decides whether or not to issue the ban or the warning
It's the band. the band.
So it's not that the Three Arena have decided
the
they're
three
just
arena,
facilitating
it's nothing to, yeah, so Tool do this at every show. And I have to say, as someone who regularly forgets email passwords and PIN codes, I can remember entire songs from that show that I saw in 2019. Like, I will never forget it. And, you know, there's a group of friends that were going tonight. We were all at that show in Prague a few years ago. And we're like, oh, and do you remember this bit for this song? And do you remember the lights and the drum solo and all of this stuff? And that it's just because it's so, it was, my attention was so focused on the stage. Mm. Nothing pulled my focus for the entire thing. And I can remember the whole thing. And I, looking back on various different gig memories, you know, Sean, I don't know if we need to get Sean a cod liver oil supplement or something, because he seems to have quite a bad memory without his phone. But any of the standout moments from gigs going back years have been at phone-free shows, or maybe even pre when everyone had a phone in their hands. So I really think it does add to it when you can just concentrate on the show.
This texter says, we went to the Eagles in the Point in 2014 and they had a no photo, no video and no mobile phone policy in place. It was very strictly enforced by the staff all over the arena for the entire time of the concert, and it was marvellous. You were approached immediately and told to leave if you breached it. Keith says, the worst one is when they have the phones on and reverse the camera and sing into it. Total cringe. Have used the phone at gigs, but the only one I look back on was Prince doing Purple Rain in Malahide. This texter says, if you go to the Abbey or the National Concert Hall, I think it's awful. I was at U2 Crow Park. We arrived late, thought no way we'd make it to the front stage, walked right up to the front as everyone was so busy videoing and dancing, and we were able to get right in. I swear, I jumped around and thought it was an absolutely fantastic night. If we could stay still for a minute, it would have been fantastic. There was a guy there jumping around, bumping into us, taking videos. Keep the messages coming into us. Do you think phones, camera phones, should be banned at gigs? 53106 is the number. Thanks to all of our callers, Frank, Sean, Emer, Michael, and today from presenter Claire Beck. Enjoy the gig.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.